Good morning to you.
Good morning.
As you can see, I am not Pastor Jeff. Yes, Pastor David, Pastor Jeff will be back next week and probably come and give you another excellent children's conversation. Now, are you comfortable this morning? Very good. Now we're going to get up and... Okay? We're going to go back to the baptismal font because we began the service this morning with thanksgiving for baptism. And I'm going to push this up a little bit like this. And we're going to gather around here. And I said at the very beginning of the service, join to Christ in the waters of baptism. We are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. So first of all, what I want you to do is, you know, play around in the water. Dip your hands in the water. Come on. Don't be shy. The first service was not, you know, they were got into it. And then make the sign of the cross on your forehead and say, I am baptized.
I'm
a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you listen to the words of what I said, we said, join to Christ in the waters of baptism. So in baptism, we are joined to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. But who else are we joined to?
Everyone else who is baptized?
With everyone else who is baptized, our brothers and sisters and children who are baptized. In fact, let's grab a hand and symbolize the fact that we are joined together in Jesus Christ and we are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to take a step backward. Now, what happens as we step farther away from the font?
Our arms are stretched out more.
We are stretched out. Right. We're farther away from each other, aren't we? We come closer and we are closer to each other. We are closer in Christ because we're closer to the font and we're also closer to each other. Now, Jesus tells us this morning that this is important. This is very important because sometimes in Christian families and Christian congregations, you have disagreements. You get along with your brothers and sisters. Well, I don't know if any of you have brothers and sisters. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
No? You have. Do you get along all the time with your brother and sister?
No.
You're normal. And you're normal. And so that's what it's like oftentimes in a Christian congregation and in Christian families. Of course we don't always get along. But Jesus says when we are connected with each other through baptism, we do a number of things. First of all, as the Apostle Paul said this morning, we love one another. And what does it mean to love? It means that we listen to each other and we try to understand each other and we try to find common ground, and that common ground is in Jesus Christ who yokes us together. In fact, I also said in the Thanksgiving for baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. In other words, when we get up every day, we are dressed in the clothes of mercy and forgiveness. And that as well makes it possible for us to love one another, to care for one another, even in our disagreements, and to realize that we are yoked together in Jesus Christ. So, I'm glad I'm related to you. Let's pray. Thank you, loving Jesus, for the gift of baptism. And bless these young people and all of us that we may grow in the promise and the water of our baptism. Help us to remember that even in our disagreements, what holds us together is always stronger than what separates us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks.